104.7 Andy and Mal. It's 8:03, up to 1 above today. 10 below right now. Yeah. So far on my stupid epidemic has got to stop. Stop the lame like trend on Facebook. If I get a million likes, my wife says she'll let me buy a cat. Well, everybody's doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
So I did one that says, my wife says if I get a million likes on Facebook, I still cannot buy a motorcycle. She says the people who do these 1 million likes things are tools.
So does that mean that you're a tool?
I did it to mock it, so I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
And I wasn't even actually trying to buy a motorcycle. I already knew the answer was no.
I know. Which is sad.
For the next several years. Probably at least a decade.
Probably.
Probably more likely until the kids are out of the house.
Maybe. Or at least teenagers.
Which, considering the last one was born 2 weeks ago, it's probably going to be 18, 19, probably 20 years.
Or at least teenagers. Maybe teenagers.
That's awful wishful thinking there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless I win the lottery or something like that. Anyway, a few days ago, we got on the topic of male and female bosses and which you prefer. Mel prefers a male boss.
I do.
Because Mel is catty.
I am catty.
And
I admitted it. It's okay for you to say now. I
wasn't saying that she was, so I'm just repeating what she said. I really don't care so long as the boss is a good boss.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I've had some male bosses that are big dirtbags.
Well, and I think whether or not you're good as a boss has very little to do with gender.
Agreed. Agreed.
I think it has to do with brains, skill set, ability to do a good job as a boss, as opposed to just wanting to be in charge.
Right.
And there's people who just want to be in charge and like to boss people around, not actually get something out of employees.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference. Anyway. So what do you think? Who would you rather work for, male or a female boss? 361-555-7, email or text AM at how1047.com. Casey's on the phone. How are you, Casey?
I'm good.
So would you rather have a man or a woman for a boss?
A man.
You would?
Yes.
Are you catty too?
I am. I've always got along better with males than I have females my entire life.
I've got a certain select girls that I get along really well with.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest with of them, I'm just catty with.
Yeah. Well, 3/4 of the people that I'm friends with that are female are tomboys. So I don't really get along with girly girls. They drive me nuts.
Mine aren't tomboys. I just have a very select few that I get along with perfectly, and they get me. And
yeah.
I don't have to be catty with them.
Yeah.
Or if I am catty with them, they're catty right back.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for the call, Casey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got a text that said, male boss, as a woman, I can see female employees and bosses wanting to be friends or being catty. Too much competition between women. I work harder for a male boss in my experience. I never thought of the whole either being friends or you're either friends with women or you hate women.
Right.
Isn't that pretty much how it goes?
Kinda. I mean, there's girls that I like, you know, but I think most of the time that you just kind of end up being catty.
Or you would be friends if your friend bank wasn't already full.
Maybe.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I can see that with the women with friends.
Carrie's on the phone. How are you, Carrie?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So would you rather have a man or a woman for a boss?
I would rather have a man.
You would?
Yes. Absolutely. I have worked in a hen house before. And I am not a catty person. I'm really not, unless you're kind of relentless with me. Like, if you're a catty to me for too long.
Yeah.
My claws do come out.
Well,
but
I know how annoying that hen house can be.
Yes, it's very annoying. But, you know, a guy, they will do one of two things if they don't like you. They will up front tell you, rather than be nice to your face and go around your back.
Yeah, we tend to be more blunt.
Just ignore you.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a man in general, though. Like, not just a boss.
At least we don't beat around the bush about it.
Yeah.
At least we're not lying to you.
Or ignore us, though.
Yeah.
That's beat around the bush.
I would definitely prefer to have a man over the hen house. I hated it.
All right.
I'm so glad when I got out of there.
Well, thanks for the call, Carrie.
Yep, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. So you're really going to complain about men beating around the bush when women talk in code to men?
How do we talk in code?
You never come out and say what it actually is.
I don't say to you what it actually is.
Or you expect us to know things we couldn't possibly have known.
Well,
my wife does this to me all the time.
There's been many a times where I've said something to you and you ignored me.
And what did you know I was ignoring you?
No.
Did I have my head pointed at my laptop typing?
And then I have to go back and say, remember, I said that earlier.
Was
I
typing?
That.
Was I typing while looking at my laptop?
How can you not do two things at one time? How can you not hear what I say?
Because I'm concentrating. My attention is focused in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, women have that ability to focus in multiple directions. Men are not wired this way.
Mm.
And I'm not making that up. You can look that in any number of couples help books.
Okay.
Men are from Mars. Women are from
Venus.
I was going to say somewhere farther south, but anyway.
Really?
I got another text message. I should read it here.
You should.
Very quickly.
You should probably read it ahead of time.
I am a female and I would prefer a male boss. I am a nurse, so I work mostly with women. It's always nice to have a nice mixture of men and women in the workplace. Yeah, again, I don't care if my boss was a man or a woman, so long as they're good at being a boss. That's really all I care.
Mm-hmm.
If they're good at it, great. If they're not,
I've always worked for men, pretty much.
Yeah, I can only think of one female boss I ever had. And it was kind of weird because she was like, I mean, I wasn't that old. I was like 26 and she was like 22. So it wasn't a huge age difference, but 22-year-old boss.
Right.
Just felt weird. I'd always worked for people who were a lot older than me.
That's true. Yeah. You
know? So yeah, that was a little weird. I also worked for a guy who was 8 years older than me, who acted like he was 10 years younger than me. Liked to go home and play online poker. Seriously, he would blow out of work, go home, play online poker.
Wow.
Yeah, good boss.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good boss. Hey, we've got, let's see, what do we have? We got the Lumineers on the way next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21. You are such a stereotype when it comes to that.
I'm fine with my own vehicle.
How many times have you ran out of gas?
In my whole life? Maybe like twice?
Okay. I have done it once.
Okay.
But just once.
So that doesn't make me a stereotype with this situation?
Well, a little bit.
No, it does not. It does not.
Okay, here's what we're talking about.
Oh.
on Saturday, I get a call from Johnny, or a text from Johnny, after, as he's about to leave from his remote. You had a remote earlier in the mm-hmm. day, and he says, Mel didn't fill up the car with gas, and it's on E, and the light's blinking and dinging at me. And then I told you about it this morning. I have a remote I have to go to mm-hmm. later on, which I will have to stop and fill up with gas because I don't think it'll make it a mile down the road to where I got to go.
I'm pretty sure it will.
But anyway, I told you about it this morning and you said you didn't even look.
I didn't even look.
How do you never look at the gas gauge?
Look at my own vehicle's gas gauge.
Oh, but not the work vehicle.
I didn't think to look. It wasn't blinking. No lights went off for me. So it must have been just like the right amount before it went to the where the light comes on with the gas tank. I don't know. I just didn't look. I didn't look at all.
Because I recall my dad saying something about my sister. Only something about she thought the E stood for enough on the gas gauge or something like that. I don't know.
That doesn't make me a stereotype. That
and
just
I might
means that I'm not
be
used
unfairly
to
picking on her, but
that I am not used to looking at the gas gauge on there.
And the one time I did run out of gas on my car, I was almost home. And there's a gas station. I mean, I was on my way to the gas station. It was light was on and dinging at me, but I was like, I'll make it.
That's when I ran out as well.
And Then all of a sudden I tried to pull away from a stoplight and I couldn't go, or I was going, but only because of the hill. I was at 10th and Cleveland.
Oh.
I'd just come off the interstate. So luckily I was pointed downhill so I could get into the parking lot at Ostad's there.
That was thankful.
Yeah. Luckily I was pointed downhill. Otherwise I would have been that toolbar pushing his car through traffic.
Oh.
Run out of gas.
That would have sucked.
A lot.
I ran out when it was like this kind of cold weather. Not like 8 below, but very close is when I ran out.
When I had to go get you, was that your battery or was it the...
Oh, that's when my vehicle died.
Oh, that was like your alternator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was. Okay.
That was not running out of gas.
Okay. I was just checking.
That's, yeah, because the alternator went crazy on the interstate. Yeah.
It also happened to me with my motorcycle one time, but that's a little different. My motorcycle at the time did not even have a gas gauge.
Oh.
It just had the, you know, your main tank and then your reserve. And when, you know, you leave it on main and then flip it to reserve. So it's kind of a warning. Hey, you've got 0.9 gallons of gas left.
Okay.
You better find a gas station. And I was just pulling up. I was on the interstate, pulling up, coming up on the on-ramp where I was going to get gas. There was a gas station at this exit.
Mm-hmm.
And
you ran out there too?
Yeah, and here's the dumb part. I tried to push the motorcycle up the off-ramp. Kind of hard to push a 600 motorcycle uphill.
600-pound motorcycle?
Or, yeah, 600-pound.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very much fun.
No. It was a 1500 motorcycle, actually. CC engine.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a 600. I misspoke. I meant 600-pound.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went up, walked to the gas station. At least it wasn't far. You know, maybe... I don't know how long off ramps are, but it wasn't very long. Bought a little gas tank, hoofed it back to the motorcycle.
That's the worst thing is that you...
It's like a walk of shame.
Oh, that, yeah. And not having a gas tank all the time with you.
Well, yeah, on a motorcycle...
There's no place for it.
Not really a place to put it.
So then you have to buy it. So not only does it cost you the gas, but now you have to buy the little tank too.
That I... Already have one at home for my lawnmower.
Yeah, you probably already have like 10 at home.
Didn't really need another one. Yeah, you know you have issues keeping your tank full if you have like 7 little gas cans.
I only have 2.
One you meant to buy.
Yes.
The other you didn't mean to buy.
Exactly.
That's good work. We've got dirt coming up, and I also have drunk tweets from this weekend. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 840. It's cold outside, you know that. Okay, we've got drunk tweets. I forgot my music. I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is. I was sort of kind of prepared. All right, here we go. These are drunk tweets from around the area. I get them by just searching drunk and then nearby, and this is what I get.
Okay.
Now, some of these aren't that great. Some of them have a payoff later. Like, the first one was not all that great early on until the hashtag. From Sierra Needles. It's 3:30, and there's a good possibility I may still be a little drunk. Hashtag Jack Daniels. Hashtag doing me dirty.
What?
Yeah. From Nico Tanner 1. Who doesn't embarrass themselves? I knew a kid that went to a party, got so drunk, people cut his hair off.
Ooh.
Yeah. This one was kind of funny because it's a two-tweeter.
A two-tweeter,
from,
huh?
PH is how you say fat teep, I guess. It was a calm, chill night, but we all got drunk. Cab ride home, and now we are safe and sound. That tweet was followed by, man, that was a lame tweet. hashtag drunk. From Kenny
That's
with
awesome.
An I, G5. People be drunk and it's barely 10:39.
Okay.
Barely 10:39?
Niner.
Yeah, he threw the niner in there, I guess. From Allie J. Beaner. Love autocorrect on my phone. Makes me look like I'm not as drunk.
That's true.
See, my autocorrect would make me look more drunk than I really am.
That's also true.
And this one was kind of funny, and I actually had to go look at Aaron Rodgers' Twitter account to verify what the hell she was talking about.
Okay.
From Ms. Ann O'Malley. Every time someone thinks Aaron Rodgers is drunk tweeting when he quotes Jack Handy, I think it's funny. Then I'm sad because I feel old. Remember Jack Handy? Saturday Night Live?
Oh, okay.
And now, deep thoughts from Jack Handy.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you remember deep thoughts with Jack Handy on Saturday Night Live, that means you're at least in your mid-30s.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad when you think about it.
We're in our mid-30s.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, I was thinking about this earlier this morning. I am kind of glad I grew up in the decade I did, because I entered the 90s at the age of 13,
mm-hmm.
and I left the 90s at the age of 23.
Okay.
And, or maybe I was 12 when I entered the 90s. I don't know. I didn't do the math. Anyway, like when you look back at people, like when you look back at my sister's high school days,
mm-hmm.
it was the 80s. It was big hair. It was goofy pants. It was neon colors, horrible music. You know, there's lots to make fun of in the 80s.
I liked the music of the 80s. And the clothes.
Like I said, horrible music.
And the clothes.
And the 70s.
The hair.
70s, same thing.
Yeah.
You know? Very odd decade, especially when it came to clothing.
True.
But I'm sure some of that's coming back now.
Oh, God. Bell bottoms, no, should never, ever, ever come back.
The decade I was in was known for flannel shirts.
Yeah. That's
which
not
wasn't
so great
really.
Either.
No, but it wasn't. It's not like they've gone away. You know, you don't exactly see bell bottoms that are 3 feet wide being sold anymore.
Well, they did for a little while.
Okay. Thank you for being technically semantic for me.
You're welcome.
All I'm getting at is that our big fashion statement was brooding music and flannel shirts.
Yeah. I had a couple of flannels.
Yeah, everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
And people still wear them. Of course, usually in a more practical sense than a fashion sense. But,
right.
But still, they're still around. You see people that wear flannel shirts. And I was just like, wow, I'm glad my generation didn't have some goofy fad.
Well,
the only one I can think of is the girls' jeans were really high. Like the waist was above the belly button, it seemed like.
Oh, I hated those.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's really low.
Yeah,
low waist. Yeah. Yeah, which is better. Because those ones that were up to the belly button.
They were like above the belly button.
Yeah. For those women that thought those were attractive, no, they're not.
And you should stop wearing them.
Please stop wearing them. Please, 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 please.
And it gave guys like me who didn't know any better a really distorted view of female anatomy.
Right?
Because I still thought your belly button was above your jeans.
Yeah, it's...
Which would have put it about 2 inches below your breasts.
Yeah, it's just weird.
So it's really confusing.
Plus, you know, it just doesn't make anybody look pretty and like it...
Hey, you know what, though? At the time, it seemed fine.
It's not flattering.
At the time, it seemed fine, though, did it not?
I never thought it seemed fine. It's not flattering for the female body to wear the jeans that go over the belly button. It's not flattering.
But you wore them anyway.
I don't think I tried to. I don't think that I had very many that actually went past my belly button. I think
no, but they got up there, didn't they?
Maybe to the belly button.
Yeah.
Not past. I don't think I ever wore any that.
No, but most of them got up. That was a little
exaggeration. I think it was more mom jeans back then.
It was. Mom jeans were in fashion.
Yeah, that was a mom thing. Not necessarily a teenage.
Now those girls are moms and some of them are still wearing them.
Please stop it.
Although, don't the ultra low-rise jeans look kind of funny on...
Some women. I mean, you have to... I don't think the ultra low-rise one should be worn unless you have the right body type for it. So you have to be kind of careful on the placement of the jeans.
Like mine.
Because if you have them like too low, then you have a muffin top because it just pushes everything up. If you have them too high, then it looks ridiculous because it's right there making the belly stick out a little bit more. Like, be very careful on the right type of jeans rise that you wear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And don't wear a scarf, guys, unless it's 10 below.
Josh, stop.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mal, 855. It is going to be one today. That's it. And I especially appreciate all the people posting screenshots of the weather on their phones on Facebook, too.
Isn't that nice of them?
Yeah.
We have no idea how cold it is, so we need to look at Facebook to find out for sure.
Look, everybody, I'm telling you the same thing you already know. Yeah. Okay, so this study is probably going to cause some fights, so use the information at your own risk.
Uh-oh.
According to a new study by researchers at Berkeley, if you feel like your partner doesn't appreciate you enough, it might be because you're not sleeping enough. Researchers found that people who don't sleep well are more selfish the next day. They're less likely to feel gratitude or say thank you to their partner. People who haven't slept enough also tend to give their own needs a higher priority than their partner's. That means they notice all the things that didn't go their way and ignore the stuff that their partner gave up. Also, people who sleep together have moods that are dependent on each other. That means even if you slept well, if your partner didn't, you're both going to be in a rotten mood.
Makes a lot of sense.
I am not going to breathe a word of this to my wife.
Okay. What if she's listening right now?
Well, I'm just reading a story on the air.
Oh.
I'm never going to use this as ammunition in an argument, especially right now.
Okay.
We have a newborn at home.
Yeah, that doesn't count right now.
No. Okay. She's going to sleep less than me.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And if she is being a little more selfish, I really don't care. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't wake up when the baby cries. I don't. I wish I could.
So weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I just think that it should be it's a natural instinct when the baby cries to wake up. I don't think it should just be for moms. I think it should also be for dads, for the other parent.
You're saying that as if I have some control over what wakes me up in the middle of sleep and what doesn't.
I just think it's weird. Like, you think it would be a natural instinct to wake up?
It's not. I sleep like a corpse. I'm completely out. I mean, when I fall asleep, the next thing I know, my alarm's going off.
I know. I'm just stating that I find it odd that a lot of guys...
Are you trying to say that we're faking it? That we're actually waking up? And ignoring it?
Did not say
that.
And
pretending to sleep? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think some guys do, but I did not say that.
Because
I just said I think it's odd.
I think you have a conspiracy theory. And you're being passive aggressive about it.
What did you just say
about beating around the bush, Mel? You hate it when guys beat around the bush?
But I didn't say that. Why are you putting words into my mouth?
Because it's fun. Are you saying that you have a conspiracy theory that men are lying and not actually sleeping when the baby cries?
You just said that, not me.
Yes or no?
I did not say that.
Okay.
What are you, Oprah?
No, Oprah. Where did that come from?
Oh, the yes or no questions. Oh, with yes. Lance Armstrong.
Yes or no. Did you do enough steroids to keep the Russian Olympic weightlifting team in gold medals for the next 20 years? Yes.
Yes.
I'm on steroids right now, by the way.
You are?
Yeah.
You have
I had a little sinus infection over the weekend. Oh. And it still hurts, but they gave me antibiotics and then also like a nasal spray that's a steroid.
Oh.
So I'm...
On the roids, are you?
I'm on the roids.
All right.
Pretty soon I'm going to have acne everywhere.
Okay.
And giant muscles.
Giant muscles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start losing my hair. Other things will start to shrink.
I was going to say it, but I didn't know how to say it and keep it clean.
Yeah. You don't know how to say it. That's why I wish you never would. Hot 104.7.com